huge weekend of college basketball. Conference tourneys taking place nationally. Selection Sunday coming up this coming Sunday. Joining us right now is a guard for Wofford. Two-time Southern Conference Player of the Year, three-time first-team All-Conference player, second all-time in NCAA history in made three-pointers. He had 20 points in Monday's win over UNC Greensboro, 21 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds per game this season. Wofford, 29-4, 18-0 in conference. Conference regular season and tournament champions. And as I mentioned, Selection Sunday is this Sunday. Fletcher McGee is my guest. Fletcher, great to have you on. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on. Listen, I know you're not looking to make it about you, but I'm going to make it about you in a minute. But that said, let me start at that conference championship game and the performance that you got from Nathan Hoover. He had 20 points in the second half. Let me start there. What did you make of how he showed up when it mattered most?
Yeah, Nate was absolutely huge for us, you know, on Monday night. You know, he hit a ton of big shots down the stretch, you know, made all his free throws. You know, we really needed that boost from him because, you know, Cam was in foul trouble a little bit, and I was struggling in the second half. And Nate really, you know, stepped up big for us. And, you know, I think he really took us home for sure.
You know, it's also a good reminder that Wofford is not just the Fletcher McGee show. I know that's something that's important to you. Now, you've been a part of some really good teams in your time there. What makes this particular group so special?
You know, I think our team this year, you know, we really love each other. We do a lot of things together. We just have great team chemistry, you know, and I think from top to bottom, you know, our team work ethic is as good as it's ever been. You know, it's hard, you know, to get shots sometimes up in the gym alone because there's always some people on the team are coming in and working. So, you know, it's just great, you know, when you have good chemistry and when everyone's working hard, I think, you know, that makes a good recipe to have a great team.
Fletcher McGee joining us. I'm going to get back to work ethic in a minute. But before the start of this year's conference tournament, the head coach, Mike Young, played a video for the team, which included highlights from previous great Wofford teams and players from those teams with messages for your team. He said that you had tears in your eyes watching it. What did you think when you saw that video? Why were you so moved by it?
You know, it was just really cool to see, you know, some of the guys I played with and some of the other Wofford greats that I knew, you know, get the job done, you know, and how hard, you know, you have to play and how together you have to play. And, you know, I knew that our team, you know, was built to do the same thing. And, you know, that we finally had, you know, our opportunity to get it done. You know, it was right there in front of us. You know, it was the seniors' last chance to do it. You know, we've always wanted to win the conference tournament and go to the NCAA tournament. So to just know that, you know, you have, you know, one more chance and, you know, you have everything lies in front of you, you know, and you control your own destiny. And so just seeing that from them and then just knowing, you know, how bad that we wanted to do it too, just made it, you know, emotional.
We're talking Wofford basketball, Fletcher McGee. Now, UNCG had gotten you guys in the conference tournament in the past. What did it mean then to win this time and know that you're going to the NCAA tournament?
Oh, yeah, it meant a ton. You know, like you said, they ended our season the last 2 years, you know, so we knew that we didn't want to make that. You know, we wanted to beat them for sure, you know, to get back to them. And, you know, to go to the NCAA tournament, you know, to win the conference tournament, you know, it's just a great feeling just because, you know, I know a lot of people said we still might have gotten in and stuff, but, you know, to just solidify it, you know, by winning the conference tournament, you know, that feeling of, you know, winning a championship is very special.
Fletcher, take me back, because when I talked to Mike Young, we talked about when he was recruiting you out of Florida and the kind of expectations he had for you. Your high school coach, Bill Buffton, has said that you came to him initially and you told him that you wanted to be the best shooter ever. And he said, I was kind of laughing because I've had a lot of kids come in here and they don't put in the time, but you did just that. What put that thought into your head that you wanted to be the best to ever shoot it, and what were you willing to do to work to get there?
Yeah, I think really when he came, it was a perfect storm because I was really just starting to fall in love with the game of basketball. And then, you know, he, you know, helped me with, you know, my shot mechanics, and he was helping me with my work ethic because he, you know, had the gym keys, so he could always get me into the gym. And so, you know, he had the resources. So, you know, when I told him that, you know, you always have to have big dreams and big expectations of yourself, and you know, it definitely takes a certain level of talent, but you know, I told him that I just knew that I wanted to, you know, do whatever it takes and outwork anyone, and I think that, you know, he helped me, you know, establish that hunger and provided, you know, the help and the resources for me to try to get there.
All right, so go back to that part about shot mechanics. I mean, there's some stories about what your jumper was like back in the day. Some people say that it was a little wacky, a little goofy, maybe in like even a two-handed set or shot put. I mean, what was your shot really like? Were people exaggerating this and clowning you a little bit, or did it really need that much work, Fletcher?
I think people were probably exaggerating a little bit. I always played basketball growing up, so I didn't, you know, have like a horrible looking shot. But I definitely didn't have, you know, the right mechanics. You know, everyone when they're younger, you know, you kind of push it and use two hands and, you know, it's not, you know, the perfect form and stuff. So, you know, it was in between eighth and ninth grade that I was definitely strong enough, you know, to change to, you know, a one-handed shot. And I think, you know, Bo, it was definitely, you know, not pretty at all before. And I think Bo, you know, helped me get, you know, my right hand under the ball and, you know, not using your guide hand as much and all that kind of stuff. You know, but from once I kind of got that down, I kind of created my own, you know, version of it. And then it kind of just kept evolving as I've gotten older.
Wofford headed to the NCAA tournament. Fletcher McGee, my guest. Now going back to work ethic, Bufton says that you told, or he told you to come to the gym at 5 a.m. You showed up at 4:45 a.m. The next week you asked if you could start at 4 a.m. Fletcher, 4 a.m. What were those sessions like and where did that drive come from?
Dang. I don't know if it was ever that early. It might have been really, really like that. Yeah, I just remember, you know, going in before school and, you know, wanting to get as much time in there as I could, you know, so we would just shoot on this thing called the gun. And, you know, I think it's really good for people that are trying to, you know, groove their shot mechanics. So we would just, it's the thing where you shoot the ball into the net and then it passes it back out to you. So you can get a lot of shots up in a short amount of time. And so we would just, you know, go on that and he would, you know, help me with my form and, you know, where I was missing and kind of help me correct my shot. So, you know, we did that in the summer some before in between eighth and ninth grade. And then we did that in ninth and 10th grade some as he, you know, continued to help me there.
All right. So when you were recruited, what was it about Wofford that made you feel like that was the place for you?
So the coaches, I felt like, really recruited me hard, and I just got that sense that they really wanted me here. So that kind of attracted me to the school. And then, you know, I was visiting here, and I just really loved the culture that the players had, that the coaches had, you know, the community, and everyone on campus was so nice and just treated everybody well. And I just thought that, you know, it felt just like home, and it felt like a family, and it was just something that I wanted to be a part of.
We're talking to Fletcher McGee for a few more moments. Wofford going to the NCAA tournament. I mean, you've had an amazing, amazing college career. You recently passed J.J. Redick for second all-time in NCAA three-pointers. When you consider the fact that he is one of the guys that you studied on the way up, one of the best to ever shoot it, what's it mean to hear your name mentioned alongside his with some of the all-time greats?
It definitely means a lot, you know, knowing that, you know, how much success he had in the college level, and to pass him is definitely cool. You know, but I'm trying not to get too caught up in everything as I'm, you know, still playing. I think, you know, looking back at it, it'll definitely, you know, be something that is special, but, you know, I'm trying to just, you know, focus on, you know, the next game and whatever I can do to help the team.
I got that. One last thought. You could have left school after last year, and you actually did work out for some NBA teams like the Lakers. What was that experience like, and what was your biggest takeaway?
Yeah, it was a great experience just to go, you know, to compete against guys that are, you know, trying to make the NBA, that have declared for the draft or are seniors that are leaving. You know, it's great for you because you get to go against the competition, great competition, and you really get to see where you stand. And that was something that I think I really needed and something that was really good for me. One of my biggest takeaways was probably just, you know, learning how to, you know, operate better with the ball, making better reads off ball screens. And then, you know, my defense, you know, being, you know, with my size, just trying to, you know, learn anything I can to be as good of a defender as I can, you know, being tough and scrappy against some of the bigger guys. Just learning whatever I can and taking away what I can to be better and, you know, apply it into my game.
He is a two-time Conference Player of the Year, a three-time first-team All-Conference player. Wofford at 29-4. They're undefeated in conference play. Selection Sunday is this Sunday, and they will find out then where they're going to go. Fletcher McGee, my guest. Fletcher, great to have you on. Thank you very much for the visit, man. Good luck to you.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Great having you on, Fletcher. Well done. Talking some Wofford basketball again, 18-0 in conference. 29 wins, and now they'll wait to find out where they're going to end up.